Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Well, let me ask real quick, does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog, or television station?
No.
And am I speaking to Claudette Blake?
Yeah.
And let me just, well, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Let me just real quick. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Understood. And what is your age?
52.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Understood. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use the numbers, any number between 0 and 10.
10.
You said 10, correct?
10, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. I understand. And what is the reason you rated your motivation 10, extremely motivated?
Well, we got a great candidate now.
Understood. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Got it. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Yes.
You can say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Approve.
You may say somewhat or strongly approve, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Strongly approve.
Understood. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages of salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, failing behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Where, what's the first one?
Keeping up, failing behind, or getting ahead.
Keeping up.
Understood. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns. Some may say they are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you, using a 10 as the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can also use numbers between. So, improving K through 12 public school education. Important.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opiates and fentanyl. I'm sorry.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure that they pay fair share.
10.
Banning assault weapons.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Understood. Thinking more about, we're almost done, by the way. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two of these: protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom from being rolled back, bringing the new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools and making colleges more affordable, and or stopping reproductive rights and women equalities from being rolled back.
Democracy.
And you may choose us another one as well.
There were so many.
Yeah, like
again?
Making a change with the first woman of color president, just combating the discrimination and racism, improving the K-12 public schools, making
discriminating. You know what? Improving education.
Understood. Yes. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you may not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use the numbers, any number.
What was the first one?
Oh, that you feel very warm and favorable by using 100. 0 means you feel cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use the numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. J.D. Vance.
0.
Michelle Obama.
100.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
20.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein. Is that again?
Would you 50. Repeat that? 50. Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
And I know it's still a long way off, but the elections, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, from whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, from whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each Please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
Agree, yeah, sure.
Somewhat agree? Would you say somewhat or strongly agree with that?
Strongly agree, sure.
And another statement would be, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Strongly agree.
Now, I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me, who do you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? And it can be much better for Harris, somewhat better for Harris, Trump somewhat better, or Trump so much better. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
What was the question?
That some issues and concerns that others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, tell me, who do you think would be better at handling this issue?
Okay.
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
Much better for Kamala Harris.
Much better.
Understood. We'll fight for people like you.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Securing our borders.
Kamala Harris, much better.
And gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Next, I'm going to read you some questions others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very convincing to vote, that is very convincing to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts, with more than double their maternal mortality rate. And African and American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It is time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health. Is that not convincing reason, somewhat, or very convincing reason?
Very convincing reason.
Understood. Our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crimes, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first. Convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, or not convincing reason at all?
Not a convincing reason.
In which it will fall between, you can say numbers from 1 to 10.
Oh, 0.
A 0. and our rights of freedoms and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. For affirmative action, to college diversity programs, to business funding, especially designed to help minority and women businesses to control over what we do with our bodies. They are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back and supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure that we do not go backwards. You can name a number for convincing reason.
10.
And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
I'm going to read you a list of sites and or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram.
What was the question? If I've used them in the last 2 days?
Sites like websites or apps on your phone, like Instagram. Have you used this app on the past 2 days?
Instagram, yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Twitter?
No.
TikTok.
Yes.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? This can
doctorate.
Be a doctorate. That would be like after a master, right? A postgraduate.
It's after postgraduate, yeah.
Yes, PhD. Understood. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, you said, right?
Yeah.
And aside from weddings, funerals, and on average, how often would you say you attend church on religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
What am I? Conservative? Liberal. I'm liberal.
You can say very liberal or somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. All right, man.
And which of these following best describe your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Well, this concludes our survey, and I thank you so much for your time and this participation. I just hope you have a great rest of your day.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.